Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The center fielder, Herb Norrin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Norrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norrin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Norrin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive towards first. Easter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente strikes out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Easter reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields the ball and throws to wing covering. Safe. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, Indians, 1. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dente reaches second base with a double. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Gordon goes all the way around to score. Kennedy moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Noren, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Kennedy scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohn strikes out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. Noren moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Easter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Rosen scores. Easter moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Easter scores. Gordon scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Cima now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Dobie moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dobie scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Al Cima. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Singleton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost is hit by the pitch. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Noren strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.